first topic today on CNN 10 concerns chicken, eggs, and soap. Three items available right now at practically any grocery store in America, but much harder to come by and afford in a country just 90 miles from U.S. soil. Cuba has a food shortage. The Caribbean nation's communist government has put what it calls regulations, which are rations, on meats and cleaning products. The reason? There are fewer of them on the island, and the government says it's trying to make sure what is available is distributed equally. Cuba imports two-thirds of its food from other countries, and its economy has been heavily influenced by what happens abroad. For instance, Cuba used to be supported by the former Soviet Union, but that support ended in 1990 when the communist bloc was getting ready to collapse. That sent Cuba into a depression. By the end of the 90s, things were getting better for Cuba's economy, and that was thanks to oil provided by Venezuela. But as that country's economy has crumbled in recent years, those oil supplies have dried up, and so once again, Cuba may be facing a crisis. The country has voiced support for the Venezuelan government, and that's resulted in economic penalties from the United States, which opposes Venezuela's government. How bad could things get for Cuba? The nation's Communist Party leader recently indicated that conditions probably won't be as difficult as they were in the early and mid-90s, but that his nation had to be ready for the worst.